Hi, my name is Pranav Rastogi, and I work for the ASP.NET team in Microsoft. Today, I'll be showing you the new ASP.NET templates in Visual Studio 2013. As more and more people are browsing their websites through phones, tablets, and different devices, it's more critical for web developers to build sites which can target different form factors. And inside the templates, we have started to use a framework called Bootstrap, which is a huge improvement to the experience that we shipped in the past Visual Studio releases. Bootstrap makes it really easy to build websites which you can target different form factors. And in this introductory video, we'll just see how the templates make use of Bootstrap and set up with the project which you can build your applications on. So I'm going to be showing you the Bootstrap integration in the ASP.NET templates for Visual Studio 2013. As you might be knowing as web developers, now more and more people are accessing websites through their different devices. They're accessing through their phones, through their tablets, through their PCs, through their phablets. So it's becoming much more important as a web developer to be able to target all these different form factors and all these different devices. And as we sort of move forward, mobile web development becomes critical as part of the development workflow. And all this while, writing these kinds of application has been hard. You had to write custom CSS. You had to bring in a lot of logic into your application, which was based on UI logic. So what we have done in the Visual Studio 13 timeframe for the ASP.NET web developers is all our default templates are now based on Bootstrap. So Bootstrap is a CSS framework which sort of makes it easier to do web development. So if you think about all the mundane tasks that you have to do as web developers, like styling an image, styling a table, styling forms, and making sure that all these styles look and feel the same across different browsers, across different devices, there's a lot of code that you need to write. So now with the introduction of Bootstrap, it's easier that you can build your websites on such a framework which takes care of all of these problems for you. So in Visual Studio 2013, all of the ASP.NET templates for like MVC, web forms, SPA applications, web API applications, all of our templates are now based on Bootstrap so that when you create an application and when you get started with it, we'll sort of guide you towards an optimized experience which will help you build applications that can target different devices. So what is Bootstrap really? Bootstrap is basically a CSS framework which lets you do web development. So Bootstrap takes care of the more critical parts of the web development space. It is responsive, it is mobile-first approach, it has a metro design as a front-end web developer experience so that once you start building web applications, you get all these benefits. And I think I'm pretty proud to say that one of the coolest things that we have done with the Bootstrap integration with VS is we've integrated Bootstrap 3 with Visual Studio 2013 RTM. And Bootstrap 3 is a huge improvement over Bootstrap 2 because it puts mobile development front and center. It's optimized for mobile first. You start off with a small device, and then you scale up, and the site sort of scales very well on this platform. So one of the great things about this release is like we sort of give you the latest and the greatest that's happening in web development. So when you start developing applications with ASP.NET and Visual Studio, you get started with the latest out there. So I'll be showing you a few ways that we have sort of integrated Bootstrap into our templates, and I'll give you a quick overview of what the Bootstrap integration is so that you can quickly get started. If you create any project in ASP.NET, so in my case, I've created an ASP.NET MVC application, and if I launch the application in the browser, you would see that the site sort of has a metro design to it. And the coolest thing about this application is if I start to resize my application, so if I go full width, you would see that the site takes the whole space. But if I start scrolling back, you would see how gracefully all the elements fall and how responsive the site is. If I scroll beyond a certain length, you will see that I get a drop down for my application, which gives me all of the navigation links. So imagine all of this functionality that you're getting out of free, and if I look at the amount of CSS that I had to write for my application, it was fairly minimal. So if I open my site.cs, you would see that my application level CSS is about 30 to 40 lines of code, which is mostly around validation and putting some content around my CSS. So again, with very little CSS that you had to write, you sort of got an amazing functionality out of the box. And if you were to look at how the site would have looked like on a Windows Store, on a Windows Surface, you would see that the site, again, looks pretty snazzy. It's got a nice look and feel. I can sort of have different modes to the site. So this is the portrait mode. You would see that how the site falls gracefully. If I hit the register link, you know, I still get my validation errors over here. I can snap back. And so you would see in all the different modes that I have, my site sort of looks fairly well in my tablet. So that's the nicest thing about Bootstrap, is sort of the getting started experience and how easy is it to sort of target different form factors without having to write much CSS code. Another great thing about the Bootstrap integration is the Bootstrap ecosystem. So imagine a scenario that you had to theme your site. And historically, theming has always been one of the major pain points for web developers. With the integration of Bootstrap now, it's fairly easy to get started from a template and theme it. So I can go to this site called bootswash.com, which is an aggregation of different themes which are free, some are paid, and then you can easily install them into your application. So in this demo, I'm gonna choose this theme. I'm gonna say just download the Bootstrap CSS. Just gonna open the file, just copy the contents, and sort of go back to my project, and I'm gonna overwrite the Bootstrap framework with the theme that I just downloaded. And if I launch my site again, then you would see that my site is now again, it has the look and feel of the new theme that I chose from Bootstrap. So it has the same blue theme that I chose over here. You know, all my links change, all my buttons change. If I register, I get the same validation errors that I was getting before. So in a matter of a few seconds, I was able to change the theme of my site fairly easily. For those of you who are wondering how to get Bootstrap into your projects, we sort of redistribute Bootstrap as a NuGet package. So the project templates already have this package called Bootstrap installed. And if you're not starting for a file new ASP.NET project, you can just download this Bootstrap package into your project. And then NuGet package brings in the following files. It brings in the fonts folder, it brings in all of the CSS for the Bootstrap framework, and it brings in the JavaScript files for the Bootstrap framework. And the templates sort of optimize an experience where they bundle all the CSS and the JavaScript into a separate bundle so that you sort of you make minimum requests to the network, and then you optimize your site for network performance as well. So just a tidbit of information how the project templates are set up to be optimized for Bootstrap and then optimized for network load as well. So Bootstrap has a theme where what it calls a grid system. So the way the whole Bootstrap framework is designed is designed in terms of a grid, and the Bootstrap system will make the whole grid experience responsive. So in this template, you're seeing that I have three columns, and if I look at how I can sort of use the grid, it's going to be something like this. So the whole page is divided into a set of 12 columns, and I can specify what is the width of each column is. And in my sample, each column is of width 4, so I have three columns, and then they add up to 12. So let's say I wanted to resize the last column a little differently from the middle column. All I have to do is basically change the grid sizing so that all the grid sizing adds up to 12. So I have 6 to 8 to 10, and I can make that 4. I can build my application, go back, just say Control F5. So you would see how the columns sort of split up. This one became 2 columns, this one became 6 columns, and this one became 4. And even if I were to resize this template, you would see how gracefully the site sort of falls. So I can target a different resolution. And again, I still get the benefits of a responsive framework. Another key feature of this experience is sort of dealing with images. And we all have images of different sizes, and it's quite difficult to make the image experience be responsive. So let's say if I add this image into my application, and I sort of go back to my site. So let me launch my application again. So you would see how the image sort of takes up the whole screen, where it's, and it sort of messes up my site layout, like, and it looks very ugly. With Bootstrap, now I can sort of attribute my image with this class equals image responsive, which will add a responsive behavior to this image and will make sure that the image renders nicely. So in this experience that you will see that now the image is getting rendered properly. In fact, if I were to put this image in this div, you would see that I would get the responsive nature of the Bootstrap as well. So this is how the image looks like on a full view. If I were to sort of resize it, you would see that how the image snaps, and it still looks pretty cool, even if in a small factor like this. So this is how your site would look like on a phone. So again, I didn't have to write any CSS in my application. All I had to do was use the Bootstrap framework, and I get the responsive nature to my images as well. Another common scenario is tables. So let's see how Bootstrap helps us to style tables as well. So here is a table that I have in my application. I can come over here, go back to my site, Control F5. So this is how my table looks, basically. First name, last name, it looks pretty ordinary. So let's see how we can quickly style the table to look a little better. So I can attribute the table with this class equals table, which sort of provides a very minimalistic outline to my whole table. I can be very fancy. I can say, like, I want a bordered table, or I want a table with striped, and I want a hover functionality, so table hover. We've also added IntelliSense for Bootstrap, so you notice, like, as I'm typing, I'm getting IntelliSense for all the Bootstrap classes. So all these classes are defined in the Bootstrap framework, and in the Visual Studio web developer experience, we are lighting up that that IntelliSense for you. So if I control F5, you would see that how I have stripes, I have alternate, I have a border, I have a margin. So I can very quickly sort of style my tables. And again, these are very commonly used CSS operations that I do in my application. So Bootstrap just makes it easier to do all of these functionality. Bootstrap has another feature called glyph icons. So let's say I wanted to put a mail icon over here, and I can specify a class called GIF icons hyphen it's called envelope, and if I run my application again, go back to contact, you would see that how I get an envelope or a mail icon over in my application. So again, one of the ways where Bootstrap sort of makes it really easy to add this functionality into your application. A great way of learning about Bootstrap is sort of going to their website. If you start following the tutorials for CSS, they have a practical approach towards writing the tutorials. So you can just click at tables. They have a very basic example of table, and then sort of build upon it to give you more information on how you can customize your table to have stripes, to have borders, how do you make it responsive, how do you do forms, so on and so forth. Bootstrap has another feature called in the JavaScript area where they let you do modal dropdowns fairly easy. So this is an example of how a modal dialog would look like in Bootstrap. Again, so this makes it really easy to add this functionality to your application as well. So another common scenario that people do with images is how do you generate thumbnails for your application? So in this application, I am going to log in via my Facebook account, and I'm going to retrieve information about my friends, their pictures. I'm going to show you in the UI. So again, this is one of the features that we have in ASP.NET templates, where you can log in via social providers such as Facebook, Google, Microsoft account, and so that developers can provide an enhanced experience. So let me log in via Facebook. So this goes to Facebook, it authenticates me, it comes back to the application. After I'm authenticated, it retrieves my profile picture. And if I click on my name, you would see that the list of the friends would come up, and I'm displaying all my pictures, and you will see how the pictures are sort of nicely formatted in thumbnails. And so imagine the amount of code that I had to write to generate this kind of a markup. So if I switch back to my application, and if I go to my Facebook info page, so this is the amount of code I had to write to generate thumbnails. So again, there is very little CSS. These are CSS classes that are coming from the Bootstrap framework. I didn't have to write any custom CSS to generate a thumbnail view for all of my images. So again, just to close out on it, Bootstrap integration in ASP.NET templates makes it really easy to getting started with a template which is responsive, which is mobile friendly, which is Metro themed, which makes it really easy for you to build applications so that you can target different form factors, different browsers, and you can spend most of your time building your application specific logic and not worry about the UI framework. So I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you. Thank you for watching this video. I hope you enjoyed the Bootstrap integration in Visual Studio and ASP.NET, and I hope you will use these templates to build web applications. To learn more, you can go to the ASP.NET site and check out how you can integrate Bootstrap better.